Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 5, the great Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave, and talk to you about what the world needs now. Here we go, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, where we read this. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Many people think that it was the greatest sermon ever preached. Others agree, but think that it is also presented as an example of the kind of preaching that Jesus often did in his extensive ministry in the Galilee region. In the opening moments of his most famous of sermons, Jesus told us what the citizens of his kingdom are like. This opening section is often called the Beatitudes because of the way that the lines begin with a promise of a blessing. The last Beatitude, found at Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, this shows us that the wonderful people described in the previous Beatitudes would often be badly received by the world. We may have thought that the world would welcome these citizens of Jesus' kingdom, yet Jesus told us to expect that they would receive criticism, hatred, and persecution instead. Knowing this, there's an automatic tendency to withdraw and to protect oneself. The kingdom citizen may easily reason like this. The world doesn't like the people of Jesus' kingdom and may very well persecute us. The best thing to do is to withdraw from the world and to stay away from those who might hurt us. Jesus knew this tendency, so he spoke to it almost immediately. The idea of Jesus here runs something like this. You can't withdraw from the world, even though they will hate and persecute you. You are like salt in the earth. The world needs you and your saltiness. Don't lose your spiritual saltiness. We can say that the citizens of Jesus' kingdom are like salt in several ways. Disciples are like salt because they are precious. In Jesus' day, salt was a valued commodity. Roman soldiers were sometimes paid with salt, giving rise to the phrase, someone is worth his salt. Disciples are like salt also because they have a preserving influence. Salt was used to preserve meats and to slow the decay of meat. Christians should have a preserving influence on their culture. And thirdly, disciples are like salt because they add flavor. Christians should be a flavorful people. Certainly, they shouldn't be the boring ones. If the followers of Jesus are like salt, then they really are important for the world. It's a mistake for believers to remove themselves from the world that needs them so badly. The salt needs to get out of the salt shaker and into the world. Yet all the while, it is only helpful as long as it is salty. Therefore, Jesus warned, if the salt loses its flavor, it is then good for nothing. Salt must keep its saltiness to be of any value. When it is no good as salt, it is just trampled underfoot. This speaks of how in the ancient world, they used salt that wasn't very well processed or refined. And when its salty character had leached out and diminished, they often just threw it outside to be like small gravel on a path. Salt that isn't salty anymore just gets walked over. Now, a chemist will tell you that it is chemically impossible for salt to lose its saltiness. And that's true of the pure substance. But the impurities found in what passed for salt in the ancient world made this word picture of Jesus completely understandable. And it leaves us with a good thought. What makes salt lose its saltiness? when there are more impurities than salt in the substance. The world needs what the followers of Jesus have to give. Go out and get out of the salt shaker and into this world.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.